bit that we talked about where that the virtual classroom can and should be a literal translation of the real world classroom. What do you mean by that?
I think all that faculty training that I had that was teaching me all the best practices of the real world classroom. And to be sure, if you don't know those best practices, you need to learn them. But if all you try to do is shoehorn your real world classroom into an online venue, I respectfully submit you will fail miserably and you will not explode the learning in an appropriate way. You will be a disembodied voice in an online venue. What you really need to do is think about what the venue has to offer and put the pieces together. You're building, you have the bricks that you can build a cathedral with, the forum, the blog, the group projects, the virtual classroom, the virtual classrooms that they can meet in themselves, that you can meet in. Visuals. There is something I do when I turn my camera on that in the real world classroom I wouldn't do if my life depended on it. If we are doing a class on cross-cultural communication issues, there's a case study with a German company working with an Asian team in their company, and there are real communication issues between the two because both areas are wearing cultural masks. When I turn my camera on, when I teach that case, they see me in an Elizabethan theater mask. And I ask them, why am I wearing a mask? And then they start texting me like crazy about why I'm wearing a mask, and they get it immediately. They write about it in their blog. I would never do that in the real world classroom, ever. In organizational behavior, when we're studying the use of a game-sharing plan, I wear a pair of dark sunglasses, and I shut the lights off. And I say, what's this about? And they say, ah, the wrong tool, using the tool wrong. And then suddenly that becomes part of the language. An act like that is just like the first important question in a case study. It kicks off the learning. I would never do that in a real-world classroom.
You touched on so many things. There's this notion that sometimes when I think about teaching online, I think that it tends to magnify the approach that a faculty member already has. And I think that what you were able to do in the space is amplify, magnify living the learning in a really amazing way, in a purposeful way that involved the students. But these technological tools could also be used for horrible purposes, right? Which is to say that we could sentence students to death by PowerPoint and lecture, which might demonstrate content mastery of the instructor, but won't necessarily result in students being able to do what we need them to do in their classes, that knowledge will magically be put. So I really think there's a tremendous opportunity as we work with faculty to help transform those courses so that they become something really quite different than what they may have been when we start our collaborations with faculty.